When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The American economy, the economy of the Keystone State, Pennsylvania, the economy of Lancaster County, the best county in the Keystone State. I'm joined by my colleague of many years, Jim McTague, formerly Washington editor of Barron's, now a novelist in Lancaster County. And we begin with general observations of the Federal Reserve. Jim, now and again, when he had that other job, would talk about the Federal Reserve as the factor that you must take advantage of when you can possibly withstand its surprises. Right now, the Federal Reserve is not surprising. It has promised three cuts in 2024. The timing, however, is profound. Wall Street wants six cuts. Jim, a very good evening to you. Mr. Powell most recently was on television, 60 Minutes, I believe, making remarks about three cuts and the economy and recovery. The inflation story is not done, according to Mr. Powell, and I agree with him. The three cuts are what we're talked about at the end of 2023. Wall Street wants March. There was guessing on May. Do you have an opinion, Jim? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yeah, my opinion is late August, even September. And the reason is because the economy is strong. You know, if you cut interest rates when the economy is strong, you're adding money to the economy, which is like throwing gas on a fire. So you're going to have a spike in inflation. I mean, it might be temporary, but you will see a spike as people spend that money chasing goods. And that will panic investors and crash the market. And the Fed definitely doesn't want to do that. So I understand why they're being very cautious and being very cagey about when they might actually begin to cut rates.
We had a jobs number last week, as I recall. These things all mushed together eventually. And it was extremely strong. I think I saw everybody shocked. There were even questions about why do they have jobs when they're this far off. That jobs number in excess of 350,000 is my memory. Is that a good thing, Jim, that we're such good hiring?
It is. I mean, 353,000, and the economists were predicting 160,000 jobs. So what that means is if companies are hiring, it means that they see an opportunity to increase profits. You know, you don't hire people if you're losing money. And you don't hire people if your earnings are static. But if you see that you're leaving money on the table because you don't have enough employees, you hire up. And that's what's happening.
Jim and I were comparing where our children are working. I have millennials, and Jim has very junior Gen Xers. And our observation is they're all employed. All millennials, all Gen Xers are employed. There's huge demand in this country for the educated young people. We go now to Lancaster County Report. This is my favorite moment because Jim's been shopping again at my favorite Costco with the hay barn for the Amish. And there have been weeks when the shopping was cautious. There have been weeks when there weren't long lines. How is it this week, Jim?
Well, this week is a distortion, John, except for the Amish, because it's a Super Bowl weekend. So you have people stocking up on potato chips. I talked to the employees there, and they were telling me that, you know, the last football weekend was, you know, they were exhausted. There were so many people coming through. They see the same thing happening this week. But I think overall, shoppers are still being very careful. They're using Costco primarily as a grocery store. They're not buying the computers, the televisions. If they buy clothing, it's discounted. I got a pair of jeans at Costco for $6. They're trying to get rid of the stuff. So what's happening in Lancaster County, which has an unemployment rate of 2.5%, the lowest in Pennsylvania, is that it also has the lowest wages in Pennsylvania on average. And the housing used to be very inexpensive here. And because it's in the farm belt, lots of farms, food was very inexpensive. And that's gone. Housing prices are through the roof like they are every place else. Food prices are really high. So although, you know, almost anybody can get a job, people are unhappy because they're really not making enough money to afford the rent, the mortgage, and the shopping bill.
Let's go to a diner with Jim McTague in Lancaster County. You were at a diner, what was it called, the Knights?
Night and Day, cleverly K-N-I-G-H-T. It's located in Lititz, Pennsylvania, famous Lititz, and it's across the street from a community called Brethren Village, which is a Mennonite operation for retirees. And so when you go in Night and Day, I'm going to turn 75, but these people, to me, they strike me as being ancient. The diner was filled with gray heads, and my waitress had to be pushing 80. So, and, you know, two things. I don't know if she was bored or she just needs extra money to make ends meet, but it's you know, it's not often when you walk into a diner and see somebody that elderly waiting on tables. And she did an excellent job. One of the best waitresses I've ever had. Secondly, as we've said before, it's the seniors with the retirement money and their Social Security are powering a large portion of this economy. And I think that's one of the reasons the economy is doing so well. So you people who dump on baby boomers and say that we are robbing the younger generations, we're giving it back. We're spending. And we're keeping, you know, we're a big reason that this economy is as robust and resilient as it is.
You were at Roxy's in Harrisburg. It was full. You were at, what was it, the Family Fair in Lancaster. It was full. Now you were at Knight's.
Night and Day, which is a really popular place, yeah.
And it was full. So the diner business is doing very well. That's a sign of confidence. Do you agree? I mean, you don't have to spend money on breakfast.
No, that's a sign of confidence because you can buy a dozen eggs and stay at home and eat for next to nothing. So people are paying to go out and to socialize. So it's discretionary income.
All right, let's pull on your bear costume and turn our attention to the market. This looks bullish, Jim. I don't want to get out front here, but it's breaking through new highs, and the Mag 7 haven't slowed down. You said the Fed will delay until the third quarter, maybe even the fourth quarter. Does the bull run continue? It's an election year. We have less than a minute.
I see lots of volatility. I think we're pretty close to the top. The market's going to be boring between, especially if you're a day trader, it's going to be boring between now and the election. The AI. You know, it could take years for this to materialize. Remember when the bio stocks were big, and it took over a decade for something. It took a COVID before something happened. Same thing could happen with AI. We could be sitting here for years. So I wouldn't get too enthusiastic about the market right now.
Jim McTague in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. I'm John Patrick.